It'll be a little bit different, so I might stretch some of your guys' comfort zones a little bit. I hope you guys can do that. You know, hopefully you can handle it. But first, I want you guys to get on your mental caps, I guess, to think about your most, like, stressful day or stressful week, maybe. It can be recently or just whenever. I want you to not just think about, like, the day that you can just think, wow, that day was super stressful, but a day that you can, like, imagine what you did that day. Like, oh, I woke up, and then I, you know, put clothes on because I didn't want to be naked, and then I brushed my teeth and stuff, breakfast, work, school, whatever, that stressful thing that happened. Think about that week or day and what you did on that day. You know, did you go to the movies? Did you, I don't know, did you sleep in all day and that's why it was so stressful because you just, I didn't do anything, or maybe everything collapsed around you. I don't know, think about your most stressful day. What did you do on that day? Who's kind of stressed out just thinking about that day? Anyone just is like, oh man, hope that never happens again. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that doesn't happen. Well, I can remember my most stressful day. It was kind of a few days. Some of you may know that I'm a school bus driver as well. I drive for United Community School District. So now, if you don't know, now you know. You can stalk me on the roads if you want, or not, because that'd be weird. But I drive a school bus, and that is a school year length of a job. So there's no job for me in the summer. So in the summer, this past summer, I got a job for cleaning carpets for a company in Ames. I enjoy that because I like cleaning, and it's kind of mind-numbing, and it's just good for me. This is what I did. So imagine that. Now I have only 1 week left before I'm about to start prepping for the United school buses. I'm going to start cleaning buses, all that type of stuff. I have 1 week left. Okay. So on Monday, I go to work, and I am going to clean this pretty decently large area. If anyone knows about the Chamberlain Lofts in Ames, if you don't, that's okay. Just imagine this length of this building times two. Three floors, and I was going to clean all of the carpets for that area. And this is a college place, so there's lots of dirt and gum and paint and a bunch of dirty stuff. So it's really, really dirty, and I, being the amazing cleaner that I am, going to go clean that all by myself. And it's super high, so it's hard, okay? But I'm going to do that, and on my little timesheet thing that says how long I'm supposed to take, says I'm going to get there at 8 and be done at 2. So I was like, okay, no problem. Get in there, take out all the gum, take all the paint, all this stuff, clean it, sweet, all done. Come back at like 1:30, and they're like, wow, you got done already? I'm like, yeah, of course I did, because I'm Jacob. So, right, yeah, I know you guys are tracking with me. So I clean it in there, and we just start talking about that, and they say, like, man, that's so awesome you get done with that, because usually it takes two guys two whole days to do that job. And at this point, I'm a little bit worried, because I'm like, I did that one job as a newbie really fast. And they usually take two experts who've been there years, 2 days, to do this job. Okay, so that's Monday. Tuesday, I go back in, have some just odd jobs, then I actually have to go back and redo a job that I did the week prior, because I did not do a good enough job. Like, I didn't vacuum it enough or something. I just did not do a good enough job, and I get there, and the guy is all angry. He's like, I came in here and everything's wrong. There was more than just the carpet wrong, so he was just like super upset with me. And that was just not fun for me. And I was like, oh man, I let him down, I let the company down. Okay, so I do that. And then Wednesday comes and I get a text message from the boss saying, hey, you don't have to come in to work for the rest of the week. We got it all covered for you. No big deal. And that is kind of the end of the season, so maybe they didn't have enough work for me to do. Or maybe I was just so bad. They're like, let's just kick him out early so he doesn't ruin any more carpets. And if you can imagine that, it's pretty stressful for me. Okay, so I'm on Wednesday, and I'm not working. So financially, that's a really big burden because that's 3 whole days. That's, what, 30 more hours I could have been working that I'm not getting paid for those 3 days. So that's very, very stressful for me. And I know that some of you can imagine your most stressful day, and maybe it's similar to that with finances. Or whatever. I know it's pretty easy to imagine a very stressful day or week or whatever. But the stress is real, isn't it? It's so real around us. And today things are different. You know, the pace is so different. Everything's so fast-paced. We've got so much to do. Squeeze everything in our time. And how many times this week have you felt like overworked or overloaded or overwhelmed or just stressed? You're like, counting on my fingers, it'd just be like 3 times over. I could just keep going how many times I've been stressed out this week or overwhelmed by something. I'm sure some of you could do that too. Just there'd be another thing and another thing and another thing and another thing that has overwhelmed you or overloaded you or stressed you out. Because our schedules are crazy, at least for most of us. Maybe if you're retired, maybe it's crazy, but it's still crazy. We just have so much going on. Stress is real, and how could you add one more thing to your schedule? You know that if you have kids, there's just that one more game to go to. For this church, you got one more thing to sign up for. There's just so much, you know, requiring our attention. And yet, how many, if you guys were thinking about that, the most stressful day, stressful week, could remember that you spent time with God alone, spent some alone quality time with God. If you're being real with yourself, on that stressful day, how many of you actually did that? I know I didn't. On those 3 days, I was not spending time with God. I was just like, I'm going to work, getting paid, got to do things so I get my family going, and just, I got to get to work. I got to do these things. I don't have time to spend time with God. It's, I don't have 15 minutes. I don't have an hour. I don't have that much time. I know some of you maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But God doesn't want us to feel guilty. And I don't want you to feel guilty if you didn't spend time with God in that. Because that's not what he's about, and that's not what I'm about. I'm not here to say, wow, shame, shame. But what God wants to offer us is peace and rest. And it maybe is kind of contradictory, but probably the only thing that can help your stressful week is by taking an hour, taking 15 minutes out of your time to spend time with God. And it seems kind of backwards, like you have to take more time to make all the rest of your time seem like it's okay. You have to take more time out of your day, to put almost more stress in your day because you have to force everything else into a smaller time frame. I don't know what your days are like, but it seems kind of backwards. But that's how it works. God will be there for you. So there's a verse I have here in James 4, 8 through 10. Boom, there it is. It says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you. So I'm reading this, and maybe it's a little confusing why I would even pick this verse, because it's kind of like, oh, sadness and gloom, and oh, man, I want to be joyful and laugh all the time. But it says turn it to mourning and gloom. But what I see out of this verse is that God cares about what's going on in your day-to-day life. He cares about those things when you were thinking about your day, all those things that you forgot about, all those things that you thought were just too little to even think about or too dumb to think about that you forgot about. He cares about all of that. And more importantly, maybe he's with you in all of it as well, which some of you, I'm sure, are totally aware of. So in that story of me, when I got that, basically got kicked out because they didn't want me anymore, very stressed out what to do. But then God talked to me, and he gave me insight on what I can do. He said, you know, maybe if you just call the school and just see if you can come in early or something, you know, like, you know, Friday or something, come in for a few hours, just get a little bit something. So I did. I called them, and they're like, oh, yeah, you can come in Thursday morning and work all day and all day Friday as well. And I was like, okay, that's it. There we go. God, thanks for giving me some insight to call that guy. So I tell you that whole story because it's a stressful story for me, which I told you guys to think about as well. But God was there for me, even though it was after. Really, I should have been spending time with him during, but afterwards, he's like, I'm still here. Let me help you so you don't have to be so worried about this, you know. I got your finances under control. It's okay. And I got a day off on Wednesdays, which is great because then I do youth, and so worked out for me. But what I want you guys to understand is that God is there in the midst of your stress. He's there. You know, sometimes we think we're so into whatever we're doing, we can't think about anything else. It just, our mind is blank except whatever we are so focused on and stressed out about. But God is there, and he's like, hey, right, I'm right here, just like literally right next to you, waiting for you to turn your head over here instead of looking straight at that issue. He's right there in the midst of it. And if you look at this verse, there's some emotions in here. It talks about weeping and grieving and joy and laughter. And God wants to be there with you in all of it, not just the happy or the bad. He wants to be in all of it. And because it says, at the very beginning, it says, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. That's God's request. Draw near to me, and I will draw near to you. And it's really as simple as that. You take a step take a step towards God and he takes a step towards you. Because it's not just a one-way street where we look at God and say, okay, come all the way over here because you've got bigger legs than me, or, you know, hypothetically. But it's a two-way street with God. He wants you to put some effort in so that he'll put some effort in towards you. Probably a lot more than you. If you just take a little step, you'll take a giant step, but got to put something into it. And maybe some of you think, like, I really don't even know how to, like, spend time with God because I just have never done it. My day is just too busy. How can I even, like, take time out? Like, I got so much going on. I don't know how to do that. So hopefully today, once we're all finished, you'll see that it's really not that fancy. And it's really not that difficult. And it really doesn't take that much time. At least it doesn't have to. It can, but it does not have to. And another important thing to remember is that spending time with God is not supposed to be another stress in your life. It's not supposed to stress you out by not doing it, first of all. Or if you do it, it's not supposed to be just like, oh man, now that everything else is going to be packed up. That's not what it's supposed to be all about. Because he wants to help you live with joy and freedom. So we're going to do a simple, very, very simple act of drawing near to God. So some of you, actually all of you, have post-it notes on your chairs there. And there's pencils out there somewhere. If you don't have a pencil, I know a lot of you are like, bring pens and pencils, that's great. There's like pens in the little pouches too if you need one. Go ahead and find that. If you don't have a pencil, say, I need a pencil, and there's pencils like everywhere. I put them all over the place. We're going to use those in just a second, so just be aware that those are there. We're going to do this activity. I like to call it stress dump. Okay, so you're going to use your post-it notes and your pen, pencil, whatever. And sitting where you're at, I guess you can find a quiet place if you want, but sitting right where you're at, because it's easier, so you don't have to find some place. I want you to write down all the things that you brought with you that are weighing you down, stressing you out, what you're worrying about. And as you write these things down, I want you to talk to God about how they're weighing on you. It's like, God, man, my day is awful. Why does my boss such a jerk? You know, just talk to him. Just be like, hey, man, this is bad news. I really need you. I need to get things figured out. And because he really does want to hear you. So when you're doing that, write down one thing on each post-it, because you got a whole stack. If you need more, there's plenty. Your neighbors can find you one. Write down one thing per post-it, whether that's just one word like family. That's about all I need to write for that one because it's so stressful. Or work. Or you can write down a whole sentence like, that one time my kid stepped on my toe. That was very painful for me. Whatever it is, do that. And then I'll give you some more instruction. Just keep writing things down. Because if you just keep thinking about it, more things will come to you. I know they will. And there'll be some music playing while this is happening. And I'm going to do this with you. For those of you who need instruction on what to write, there are some prompts that will come on the screen here if you need, like, categories of, like, ways you can be stressful. So that's in the PowerPoint there, yeah. If you just need some help, like, oh, these could be places I could be stressed out or worried about. you're still going, that's totally fine. You can keep writing while I'm talking. I know you can multitask. For those of you who are done, or you it doesn't matter. If you're still going, it doesn't matter. Just look at your stack of post-it notes. I got a nice, like, long thing here. If you look at that, you'll see that just by that simple act, you just drew near to God. You poured out your worries and your pains and your stresses out on paper because I told you to. But you drew near to God just like that. Super, super easy. And here's the amazing thing. God doesn't want you to bear all this stuff without him. And he sure doesn't want you to take this home with you, this big stack, and just look at it and be like, wow, those are all my stresses. I'm glad I can look at them and realize that they're there over and over and over again. So in a second, I'm going to give you some instructions, three instructions. This is going to be the last thing we do. So in a second, we're gonna take these post-it notes and we're going to do a physical act of giving them to God. Taking them off of us and putting them on the one who can really handle them better than us and who can get us through them. And we're going to take these post-it notes and we're going to leave them behind on the walls of this church building. So that's the first instruction, is that you're going to take your post-it notes and you're going to literally post them on the walls. That's why they're sticky, so you can just leave them there on the walls. First instruction, put them around the walls. And the second thing is that you're going to notice that everyone else is putting theirs around the walls and that some of them are very similar to yours. I'm sure there will be finances on every single one of these for somewhere around the wall. People put finances. Maybe not. Know that you're not alone in the things you're going through, because God's there for you, and you got a whole church family here that understands what you're going through. Maybe it's been there through it before, was going through it now, and they're there to help you. So you'll go and you'll put your post-it notes on the wall, and then what I want you to do after that is I want you to either pray by yourself or with a friend or a group or whatever. And I just want you to pray as you walk around the walls. Just you're looking at the post-it notes. You can look at them, you know, specifically, and you read that one about, you know, that might work or whatever. You can read them or you can just pray for them all in general. I want you to take a second and pray for everyone else's stress that they put on the wall, because someone's going to be praying for yours. So you'll put your post-it notes on the wall, and then you'll get in a group or by yourself, and you'll pray for everyone else's post-it notes on the wall. And then the last thing you'll do, once you're all done with that, you're going to... not your own. Someone else's. You're going to take home with you, and you're going to pray for them throughout this next week. You know, 4 or 5 or 20 or 500, however many you think you can handle. And it's going to be a visual reminder to not only pray for your own worries and spend time with God, but to be praying for someone else's worries, because they're going to be praying for you. And that's what we are supposed to do as a church body. We're supposed to pray for one another. We're supposed to care about one another. So this is not only a practice to spend time with God, but it's a practice to grow as a body together. So, post notes on the wall. Pray by yourself, group. For the post-it notes on the wall, and then take some home with you. Put them in a place you look, the mirror, I don't know. I don't know where you look, in the car, somewhere. So you'll pray for them and pray for yourself as well. And once you do that, we're all done. There's the last thing, and I'm going to do it too, so just go ahead. Right now, you can go ahead and get up, put your post-it notes on the wall, and when you're finished, you can take your post-it notes and you can have a good day.